All right. All right. I'll note for the minutes that we have Tom Willis and Pat Burns on the call. And I think Pat is down at the anchor location.
Yep.
So we have a board. We have not just a board, but a quorum of the board present with those two. So we can call the meeting to order. And just note also that this meeting is being recorded. For the preliminary action items, we have conflict of interest disclosures. Is there anything in addition to what we've already disclosed that needs to be brought in front of the board?
I have nothing.
I don't have anything.
All right, we'll note that for the minutes. And then the next item is consider approval of the agenda. If there aren't any changes, then we will just accept a motion to approve as presented.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Public comment. I don't see any public on the line.
Nobody's here.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we can note that for the minutes and move on to the action items, which the first one is to approve the minutes from our last meeting in May. Are there any revisions to those minutes that either of you might have?
Beautiful job. I approve the minutes. So moved.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice, I got it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then the next item is ratification of the annual report. So we're actually, I don't know if we have, is this the 2025 annual report? Yeah, as of 2025. I don't know if you had a chance to look through this or not, but this is the annual report that we're required to file each year with the items that are listed in the governing document. Any questions from the board or comments?
No questions.
Nope.
All right. Then could we get a motion to ratify the annual report?
So moved.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much. Then we'll go to the claims listing and turn the time over to Laura.
Thanks, George. So, board, I know you guys are pretty used to seeing these. This now covers just the time period for Q2, so April 1st through June 30th. Total expenditures came to $1,157,765.21. Majority of that being the cost reimbursement to Redlink. And then there was the scheduled bond interest payment on June 1st. Then we have a couple, it looks like administrative expenses and a payment to the connection group. Any questions on these for Q2?
Nope, great job.
Nope.
Do you want a motion to accept those financials, Lauren?
I think it's whatever you need, George. I think this is a an acceptance, like you said,
Yep.
not an
Yeah, is
approval.
there a
Yeah.
motion to accept the claims
So
on the
moved.
claims list? Thank you.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Great.
Financial statements.
Yes. So the financial statements today, I will note, board, that Shelby was on vacation last week, so she hasn't put her official signature on these. So that's why we see the draft watermark. I will say we don't really anticipate any changes, but if there are any, we'll notify you before we file these with the state. So starting with the balance sheet here, as of June 30th, total assets were just over 9.1 million, with about 30,000 in the general fund, just under 9.1 million in the debt service fund, and then just under 34,000 in the capital projects fund. Then on the liability side, there was an accounts payable balance of 18,200. Then if we can scroll on down to the general fund. So far in the general fund, total revenues are made up of interest income, about $950. Total expenditures are for the accounting and legal fees that have come through so far, just under 39,000, the total there. So our ending fund balance in the general fund is $15,599. And then moving on to the debt service fund, you'll have to go a couple pages, George. Thank you. Total revenues so far, $17,770 of interest income. And then there's that $234,000 bond interest payment we saw on the payment listing. So our ending fund balance in the debt service fund is $936,592. And then lastly, the capital projects fund. We can scroll one more page, George. Perfect. So total revenues here, just over 2.2 million, with 2.1 million of that being the acceptance of reimbursable costs. And then we do have just under $29,000 of interest income so far. Total expenditures, just over 4.4 million, made up mostly of the recognition of costs and repayment of reimbursable costs for capital outlay, but there are some legal and engineering expenses that went through here as well. So our ending fund balance in the capital projects fund is $30,284. And that is it. May I answer any questions on the financials?
No questions.
I make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Let's see. I don't think we have any administrative non-action items. I think everybody's up to date on their training, which we really appreciate. Thank you very much.
I worked really hard on that. You're welcome.
I bet. That's, you know, half an hour of your life you're never going to get back again. But
that's right.
Yeah.
You know what, though, Pat? You joke about that, but there's a lot of meetings that people have to get followed up on in every meeting. So.
Yeah, I bet.
You can pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else from the board or any of the consultants?
I don't think so.
All right, then.
I make a motion that we pay each board member $50,000 a year.
We'll just pretend we didn't hear that.
Oh, all right. All right. I make a motion to go home.
To adjourn.
To adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
everyone.
It.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I got this one, George.
Okay. Thank you very much.